In this section of the program, we talk about another essential element that makes your counseling client-centered, helping the client explore what is important to them. Our outline here is simple. We will look at what is so crucial about working with importance in the behavior change process, and then we'll look at how to do it most effectively. This process is a piece of the counseling style called motivational interviewing. There is much more to MI. However, one central concept is the value of exploring with the WIC participants what matters to them, what their values are as parents for their families. Exploring importance helps you track the client's readiness to make changes. The client's confidence to make a proposed change is the other half of readiness. Many WIC parents come to you with no intention to make any health behavior changes. They simply wish the food assistance portion of the program. Part of your job is to find ways to engage WIC participants in conversations about how they make food and behavior choices that affect the long-term health of their children. The engagement process described in the first unit is an essential first step. In order to make the transition, then, to talking about theirs or their child's health and nutrition, here are two ways to proceed. You could ask an open-ended question. For example, what are your worries or concerns about your eating in this pregnancy? Or, if you had any concerns about your daughter's eating, what might they be? If possible, include asking permission. For example, we have a few minutes before your vouchers will be ready. May we take this time to talk about how eating is going during this pregnancy? When there is a specific risk factor that you wish to address, mention it in a factual way, and then ask permission to talk about it more. This might sound like, this growth chart shows Kyla's weight as going above what is normal for her height. May we talk for a few minutes about this? Or, after the fact that you state, you might ask an open question to get a conversation going. For example, the doctor is concerned about the fact that you haven't gained much weight yet. What are your thoughts about this? At any time during a WIC contact, you may hear a statement or a question that indicates the person has a concern, or you notice some energy around something, such as the ones on this tip of the iceberg slide. Let's look at how to explore this iceberg. Do you really know what that initial statement or question really means to them? And more importantly, are they truly aware of all their reasons to address this issue and the reasons not to? You will often be surprised at what is behind the initial simple statements. Let's take just one of these. The question, what does this anemia mean? You could, of course, jump right into educating. We will talk more about effective ways to educate in another unit. Here, let's look at that question as an invitation to find out more about this mother and her concerns. If you take that question as a tip of the iceberg, you might say, I hear you're concerned about this blood test. What are you most concerned about? We don't know whether she is most concerned about whether it means she can still get the vouchers, or if it means she has been a bad mother and you will look down on her, or that it will have long-term effects on her child. These are all very different. Taking a moment to elicit more gives you a firmer ground to proceed on. You can look again at that handout on open questions for ideas on how to elicit more. Now let's look at when you and the WIC participant are engaged in a conversation about a specific behavior change. For example, weaning a 2-year-old off the bottle. It is easy to just take what they initially say, for example, I know he shouldn't still be using a bottle, and assume this parent is motivated to change and you could move right to educating her or giving advice. When you take just a few minutes or maybe even less than a minute to explore further, to get a broader context, you will gather more of what you need to provide the very best advice. Maybe even more importantly, you will be increasing her motivation by asking her to tell you about it. On this next slide are some useful questions that begin to unravel what is important to the client about a particular change. Let's look at this initial question using the weaning off the bottle example. So I hear that you know it would be a good idea to wean him off the bottle. Tell me more about this. This may get her going about how annoying it is to have to bring it everywhere or what she has heard about tooth decay. The point is, you don't know what is behind her concern and you want her to talk about it. If this very open question, "Tell me more," seems too broad for her, you might ask her to scale how important this is to her using numbers. Notice the care taken with the wording, because you didn't get much with the initial open-ended question. How important is it to you that he transition off the bottle on a scale of 1 to 10, where 1's not important at all to you right now, and 10 is just about as important as it could possibly be? It may take a moment for the client to come up with a number. This shows that she's really thinking about it. You're not simply asking the question to get a number and jot it down. The number itself is not very meaningful. You use it to explore further. The useful question in your head is, where did that number come from? What went into it? And so you follow up. Even if the number is fairly low, ask what went into it being as high as it is. Reflect what you hear, because what you hear will be her reasons to change. Explore what would have to be different for the number to be higher. This will bring out the reasons to not change, and sometimes when the client voices these, she's able to see simple ways around them. There is always what we or the doctor believe needs to change and why, and then there is what it all means to the client. These may be very different things. This particular open-ended questioning process encourages the client to talk themselves into more motivation to change. Notice what you're doing when you ask, "How would your life be different after your son has moved beyond the bottle?" You're asking the client to paint a picture, one that will likely pull her forward. You can also explore the negative sides of staying the same. What concerns you most about how it's going now? The answers are inside the client, not in you. You're just the vehicle for encouraging unpacking some of what is in there. To summarize this section on exploring importance, what are you accomplishing by taking a few minutes to do this? It certainly helps you develop rapport, since the client will see that you care and are interested in her perspective. Research shows that this questioning has the effect of increasing motivation without you having to do any persuading. You just elicit the mom's own motivation. This exploring first will allow you to handle resistance much better later, because you will know the person better and what motivates her. When you sense resistance and need to back up, you will have an idea of where to back up to. I know you have limited time in a WIC office. How long you spend on this will depend on the setting and time that you have that day. Even spending a minute or two can bring out useful information and, frankly, save time later. Here's a quote to keep in mind to remind us to stay open to being surprised, that what is important is in the client, not in us. Begin every day expecting to be surprised, and you will be. Here's the practice slide. Listen carefully for the statements that tell you what matters to this person. Reflect what you hear, and when you are ready, find the questions you like to follow up with to find out more. You can choose one ahead if you like and look for opportunities to fit it in and keep using it as often as you can until it's second nature. Over the coming months, as you get more confidence with counseling, remind yourself to go back to the not having a clue state of being with each new client. Remember, what matters is inside that person.